Well, we got some hail last night and ended up in the Alamo Dome while the girls' basketball stuff was going on. We pay extra for that. We have that brought in for visitors to our city where it hails in the inside the Alamo Dome. It's a special feature. Hope you didn't get any hail damage last night. It was quick. It was a quick storm, but rambunctious winds. I started talking about that on Monday, and I hope you were listening and had a chance to, you know, secure everything and that you don't have something that's, you know, yard furniture or something down in Cotulla by now. But it got crazy. It really, really did. It's still blowing this morning, but that's going to give up here in a little while and get sunny and be sunny all weekend. It's going to be beautiful weather. I've been on this, and I think I was the first one, wasn't I, Elena, got on this charter change. I'm real passionate about it. I'm going to talk about it a lot more between now and May because you need to be informed about how this mayor and this city council is going to try to destroy your city with this. They're going to make it okay for crime to happen. They're going to put a justice director in charge of the city, so it's all going to be about equity. Are we being equitable? All this crapola, man. All this socialist nonsense that Ron Nirenberg is... He's showing who he truly is, man. He's showing who he truly is. And this charter is damning to the city. And I'm going to continue to go through it here on my show. We'll continue to go through it on Ware and Rima. Elaine got me the 13-page actual amendment itself. And I've gone through that. And I'm going to continue to tear that apart with you on the air. I know she gave a copy to Sean, and he's going to do it too. I guess, does Jack have one as well? So Jack's going to go through it and just let you know. And I don't know how Jack feels about it or anybody else. My thing is, it has to be defeated. Ron Nirenberg has to be defeated. The city council has to be defeated, or else, you know, you're going to be up a creek and without the proverbial paddle, and the city's going to be lost forevermore if they get this done. Crime will increase. I guarantee it that crime will increase in San Antonio if they get this passed. And why I say he's got to be replaced is this has been his mission. Nirenberg made it perfectly clear when he went to the Black Lives Matter rally, when they were blowing stuff up and burning stuff down and creating hell and havoc. He went right in the middle of it. We all saw him on TV, and the videos are still out there. This is my GD city, and I will defund the police, raise the fist, power to the people, and all that crapola. You can't defund police because his backers won't send him a check if he defunds police, but you can sure demoralize police. And in this city charter, there's going to be so much rigmarole and bull crap that police officers have to go through to do their job before they can arrest somebody. They got to call their boss, and their boss has got to check with the equity director. Is it okay to arrest this person? And then they're going to have to fill out all this paperwork. They're already doing a lot of that, but all this additional paperwork. Was it an equitable arrest? You've got to swear and testify on the paperwork. Was it an equitable and fair arrest? Are you arresting enough white people as opposed to, you know what? We're 70-some-odd percent Hispanic in San Antonio, close to 80. Good freaking luck. But that's what this mayor is all about. Demoralizing the police. And what happens when you demoralize the police? Well, let's go to Austin real quick. You go to Austin, and they actually defunded the police, and they found out that several academies, they couldn't hold academies because they defunded the police. And so they put the money back in the budget, but the police are so demoralized in Austin at this point, they're leaving in droves, and nobody's coming in to fill those new positions. So 77 police officers have left so far in 2023 in Austin. Folks, Mayor Ron Nirenberg, that is his goal for San Antonio. And the justice director that he wants to put in place, the justice director, shall have no law enforcement experience. That's in the charter. It says it in black and white. Shall have no law enforcement experience. So, the chief of police, Bill McManus, who's been doing this, what, 50 years? Has he been a cop for 50 years? At least 50 years. At least. He's going to have to answer to some little panty waist that they find that's a justice director that walks around with her, I guarantee you, probably going to be a guy who identifies as a girl wearing a skirt and a whole bunch of makeup, calls themselves she or they, and the chief of police and the officers on the police department will have to answer to this person. Are you being fair and equitable? Huh? What kind of arrest was that? My gosh, you used handcuffs. You're so harsh. What? He stole somebody's car? That's not a problem. What do you mean they went to a great steakhouse and walked out without paying their bill? So what? So they trashed a Valero? They tore up a McDonald's? So? That's not wrong. You think I'm kidding. I'm not making this up. This is what happens in all the cities across America where they put this nonsense in place. And Ron Nirenberg is trying to bring that to San Antonio. Your mayor, he's proud of saying, you're going to get the city you deserve. To hell with that. You want to tell me you deserve a city of chaos and crime? Who deserves a city of chaos and crime? Who? What parent wants their kid living in a city of chaos and crime where you never know what's going to happen? Where the unruly mob will go into the corner Valero, the Circle K, and rip that place apart, and they will do nothing about it. Let's go to Sandy. You're on KTSA. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Trey. A lot of people don't realize that they're grouping, you know, of course, the three, the abortion, the marijuana, and the police together. But the abortion is a state law. We won't be able to change that. Marijuana is a state law.
And a federal law.
We won't be able to change that.
That's right.
Okay.
Right. But see, what they're doing, this is smoke and mirrors, Sandy. The reason they're putting that in there is because they're going to be able to attract people to vote yes for this because
exactly.
They're going to go, well, of course I want marijuana to be legal, dude. Oh, cool. Hey. And this is what they're going to do. Okay. These people are
exactly.
So evil, they're going to go and knock on doors, and they're going to say, would you like marijuana to be legal? Would you like to be able to have up to so much marijuana on you and not be arrested? Yeah, dude, cool. Well, then turn out and vote for this, because that's what this does. And they're not going to talk about the other crap. They're not going to talk about the other stuff
exactly.
That this is going to do. That's what they're going to push.
Exactly.
So,
and that's why it's wrong.
They
shouldn't put it together. The city attorney even says that even if people vote for it, you know, it's not going to pass.
Right. No.
And so they need to take them out, and you need to find out who we can call to put pressure on them.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing, and I've already started with the Chamber of Commerce, and thank you for your call, Sandy. This is a business thing, okay? The pressure has to come from businesses, and that's why I approached the Chamber of Commerce. And I had the Vice President of the Chamber of Commerce on the other day. Writing a press release and saying we're against this is not enough. I have been very clear. I'm passionate about my city. I've lived here all my life. You guys know that. I've been on the air here for 50 years. I grew up in San Antonio, and you got some guy from Massachusetts coming in here wrecking it. He's wrecking the city. And he's doing it on purpose because he's trying to, you know, build his chops to run to D.C. He's kissing ass in D.C. And he's wrecking San Antonio in the process. Well, this is not your place to wreck, man. Go back to Massachusetts. Get the hell out of here and go back. You want to go to D.C.? Take your beautiful family and get the hell out of here. I don't want you here. Leave my city alone. So this is a business thing. And I'm telling business owners what they need to do is mobilize. Mobilize your employees. Mobilize your customers. Mobilize your friends. And get out and knock on doors and tell everybody how this is going to destroy your business. Ron Nirenberg is totally fine with these smash and grab people coming into your store. He's fine with it because he supports this. He's fine with these people who are going to go in and shoplift. He's fine with the concept that I have seen with my own eyes in places like Seattle and San Francisco, where they have to have big armed guards in stores walking around with canines. In the Target? because they put these policies in place. San Antonio, just saying I'm against it is not going to cut it. Business owners, this is going to cost you tons of money, and it's going to cost you customers. I can tell you right now, these places that'll have smash and grabs, these corner stores, Valero, Circle K, and all that stuff that's going to have smash and grabs after this happens, I'm not going in there with my granddaughters. Are you kidding me? I'm not going to walk into a place like that with them in tow. Oh, I got a big gun and lots of bullets, but I'm just staying away. I'm not going to go. That's insane. And this mayor and this city council is all about it, because we got to have equity in San Antonio, and that means treating the criminals better than the law-abiding citizens. What is this? Mayor is for the Charter District 2. Jalen McKee is for the Charter District 7. Rosie Castro. Rosie Castro is for anything that destroys Texas. Remember, she said she hates the Alamo. So there's a list of candidates for each council seat on the Bexar County elections page. A lot of the candidates on the list tell the candidates you better be against the charter if you want to win. So I got to take a break. We'll continue on this and take some more of your calls if you want to jump in here. 210-599-5555. Meanwhile, I want to tell you about Dietz Tractor Company out in Seguin. Great folks at Dietz Tractor Company who know what it's like to have the best mowing experience. In fact, they've got the best zero-turn mowers at Dietz Tractor Company. Crazy deals on mowers right now because mowing season is here. You want that job to be easier? Who wants to spend the entire day on a mower getting a lawn ready? That's a waste of a Saturday. No, you don't want to do that. You want to have one that get the job done quickly, efficiently, and look good as well. Over 160 mowers in stock at Dietz Tractor Company on I-10 in Seguin, the home of the LS tractor. Regardless of what the job is this spring, the LS is tough, it's strong, and you can get zero down and no payments for 3 months with an LS tractor at Dietz Tractor Company in Seguin at DietzTractor.com. Going to be beautiful weather, sunny all weekend with highs near 80, and right now it's 51 at KTSA.
Good morning on 1604.